"Hello, Mr. Slater," she said softly. There went that handsome man effect again. "Hello. Did you purchase one of my CDs that you want me to sign?" Glancing up, he smiled at her guarded retreat, although he didn't remark on it.
I don't own any. Are they for sale?"
Brilliant. Of course they were, which was the main reason he was here. An artist, even an inspirational artist, was probably contracted by his agent to promote. He nodded toward a stack of CDs placed on a shelf nearby. "Indeed they are. This CD is a few years old, but the single was nominated for a Grammy."
"Indeed," she echoed blankly. Coupled with her low self-confidence, she was actually starstruck.
She began to chuckle at the absurdity of her nervousness. She was a grown woman, not a starry-eyed adolescent. Surprisingly, his laugh joined hers. "So, did you want to purchase one?"
His gaze drifted over her, his astute blue eyes warmly affirming.
"A CD?"
"Yep."
"No, well, rather, yes."
Her hands stilled as she reached inside her shoulder bag.
"Unfortunately, I don't have the money. You see, I'm buying 2 tickets to the Valentine concert, and I only stuck $1 bills in my wallet. We had planned on going out for pizza tonight, and then..."
"We? Is that an invitation?"
"No, I mean Joanna and I."
Scarlett could feel the flush of heat on her cheeks.
"The little girl,"
she was babbling, and closed her mouth. He regarded her for a beat, then reached for a CD on the shelf. He had to duck when he stood. He was tall, probably 6 feet, and the music store's ceiling sloped at the corners. "Here." He handed the CD to her. "My treat."
"Your treat for what?"
"We're standing in line to meet me. For your preferences. Pizza should always come first. Although music and pizza together are perfection. And thanks for the uninvitation." She laughed. He grinned, settled in the chair, and uncapped his Sharpie. "What would you like me to write on your CD?"
"Whatever you want," she said. "Best of luck, warm wishes."
His face lightened with humor. "Do you want me to personalize the message?"
"Sure."
"Should I sign this to you?" She noted the line lengthening behind her.
"Sure. My name is Scarlett. Scarlett Evans."
She peered down while he autographed and recognized her name, although his handwriting was so poor she could hardly decipher it.
"That's 2 T's in Scarlett," she instructed.
"Here you go, 2 T's Scarlett." He wrote his name and then slid the CD across the table. "My pleasure." Across the space, their gazes held.
"Thank you."
She tucked the CD inside her shoulder bag.
"Well, I'm off to buy those tickets."
"I thought you were buying pizza."
"Oh, right."
She was surprised he'd remembered her offhand remark. She shrugged.
"Guess not."
"I'll take care of your tickets and leave them with Dorothy. I'm staying at the Cherry Hills Inn for the next few weeks until the concert, so I'll be out and about." He gestured toward the cash register, where Joanna sat with Dorothy, swinging her legs on a stool. "Do you need 2?
"Yes, one for me and one for my
daughter."
She cast aside a couple responses.
"I don't have any children. I'm Joanna's big sister."
The little girl waved gaily at Scarlett and shook her wrist to show off her new harp bracelet.
"Although, wait, please don't buy tickets for us," Scarlett said. "I know the owners. I'll come back to purchase them.